And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is soften the urgency. We ask you to take a moment here and think about your life. Each day, how often are you driven, pressured by the clock, pressured by internal dialogue that you should be doing this, or you are behind in doing that, or what about next week, and are you prepared for that event? Your mind will feed you all kinds of reasons that will energetically push you, hurry you. This is not correct in the scheme of the design of this realm and of your design and your relationship with life. We see that in this time frame, and particularly in the Western culture, push, run, faster, faster is considered the key to a successful life. But dear ones, when you allow this approach and behavior to dictate your life, you will miss so much of what life has to offer you. Moments of stillness, of quiet, of reflection, of the richness of God's speaking to you and comforting you. Those times when you pause to feel grateful for something small or large, and you appreciate your life as it is, not as it will be when you hurry up and complete tasks that your mind has laid out for you. The truth is, the urgency and the hurry and the push will not satisfy you. We also see that often a task or a job, when done quickly, is not done well. When you experience a job not done well, this is a ding on you. You feel this, and then guilt and shame rush in, and it is a no-win for you. Taking your time, softening the urgency, will also allow you to see those things that do not need to be done immediately, or perhaps not at all. When you pause and take a deep breath and come home to the center of your being, this is where guidance and counsel arrive in your being. So instead of the knee-jerk response to run faster, effort harder, climb higher, and all of those messages that you have heard since childhood, pause. Ask the question, Do I need to do these things now, God? Spirit? Are they meaningful? And do they matter to the reason I am here on planet Earth, the purpose, and what is for me to do now in this moment? And then it is important for you to stay in the moment, in the presence of each moment, loving each moment in its perfect timing and requirement. We ask you to check this out this week. Allow yourself to be in the divine flow of life, doing just what is being asked of you to do in each moment, and you will feel a peace beyond anything you have experienced before. Do this, we ask you, this week. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.